Hi, brother. Do you have time to talk now?
It's important.
It's okay if you don't have time, but then I would need to go talk to mom and dad about it instead of you. And they might not like what I have to tell them. Oh, that got your attention, did it? Let me shut the door then and come in. I trust that I'm safe in here with you. Actually, I already know the answer to that. You see, I've been checking through your browsing history on your computer, and I was pretty upset by what I found. Oh, don't give me that innocent look. And don't get mad at me for using your computer. As your little sister, I have a right to know certain things about my big brother and his sexual interest. Apparently, a lot of guys your age are into this incest thing. It's all over the internet and in the anime you love so much. Some of my best friends confided me recently that their big brothers have been doing creepy stuff around them. Sometimes to them. So after hearing about it, I just have to know about you. So while you were out with mom and dad yesterday, I searched your computer, checking over every image, movies, and text files. I checked every website you've gone to in the last year. And you know what I found? That's right. Absolutely no incest. None. You've got really, really vanilla tastes. Like, no kinks at all. Your porn is really, really boring. There isn't a single thing on your computer that indicates you have a thing for incest at all. You don't even have my bikini pictures from Facebook saved or anything. So I have to know what the problem is. Am I not cute enough for you? Like, every single girl I know that has a brother has some story about what a perv they are. And how they're spying on them. Or stealing their panties or stuff like that. And I have nothing. At the last slumber party, I had to make up a story about how you'd sneak into my room and jerk off on me while asleep. And I wake up all sticky. I know that never happened. I just told you I made it up. All the other girls had stories though. And they were getting all the attention. They couldn't get enough of Jenny talking about how she had to give her brother a blowjob because he caught her sticking in after curfew. And then Lisa had to trump that with how her brother watched her use a vibrator. All had was a lame little made-up story about how you're choking off on me. I don't think that they really believe me. They just kind of gave me condescending looks. Well, not next time, because next time I'm going to tell them how my big brother made me have sex with him. Actual sex. And not a lame blowjob or watching me use a dildo or something. 100% real sex. They're not going to be able to tell I'm lying. I'm smarter than that, you idiot. I'll be telling the truth. Because we're actually going to do it. Sure. Maybe you won't really make me do it with you, but I think I can fudge the details a little bit and get away with it. I just have to sell them on the sex part. I'm not crazy. And it's not any more than any other teenage girls. You're the one who is messed up on the head. Every other self-respecting mother wants to screw his sister. Or at least is vaguely interested in her sexually. Even if he doesn't want to go that far with her. So, today's your lucky day. You get to have sex with me. If the incest thing freaks you out too much, we can roleplay that I'm your girlfriend or something like that. But that seems kind of extreme. I'm sure once we get started with the sex, you won't care whether I'm your sister or not. You can't say no. You can't deny your sister the chance to complain about being fucked by her brother. I'll never be able to face my friends again if I can't tell them about how my brother did me. Look, I know that you're not gay from the porn I did find in the computer. The very, almost annoyingly ordinary porn. Naked girl smiling and stuff like that. Who even gets off on that crap even more? So you must have to have sex with a girl. Well, I'm a girl, and a pretty attractive one at that, and I'm totally willing to let you have sex with me. It isn't my fault that we're related. If you don't have sex with me, it's discrimination, and I thought you were better than that. And if you don't, then I tell mom and dad that you did. I may not be able to fool my friends with my lies, but I can definitely fool mom and dad. Daddy, I didn't want to do it, but he held me down and pushed his penis into me over and over again. It was horrible, Daddy. Yep, just like that. Then if you're lucky, it's military school for you. If you're unlucky, it's jail. Or at least juvenile detention. Then I don't even have to tell my friends anything. The Roman bills will be enough. I'll be so popular. So, clearly, the only sane option is to fuck your little sister. You got to have sex with a hot girl. And I get to have my story to tell to my friends. You can even brag to your friends if you want. Banging your sister had to count for something with teenage boys these days. No. You really don't have a choice. So you can either start taking off your clothes, or I start screaming rape. If I'm crying when Dad's come in, I could probably get him to rethink his aversion to using the belt. Aw, don't look so depressed. Just keep taking off your clothes. I just have this t-shirt on. Not even any underwear. Speaking of underwear, though, would it kill you to masturbate into my panties every now and then? Not tonight, I mean. I don't want you to miss your cum. Maybe tomorrow night or something. I could. As you even manage to harden for me. I might be breaking you off this whole lame not having an incest fetish thing. Let me lie down.
I don't want to blow your mind with anything kinkier than missionary positioned. And this works better for my story. So stop wasting time and climb on. We don't have all night. Okay, good. A little too gentle and clumsy, but I can't play with the details when I tell my friends. But I will need you to hold my arms down so that I can resist. No, I'm not going to try to resist. The point is that I couldn't resist if I wanted to. It gives me possible deniability with my friends. Then he put it in me and he was holding me down, so I couldn't stop him. Get it? Good. Now grab into them and force them down into the bed. Yeah. Like that, but harder. Little bruises are okay. I can wear long sleeves for a while. Then roll them up dramatically to show my friends. Okay, now, let's fuck. Go ahead and put it in me. Let go of one of my arms if you have to. Maybe pin both wrists over my head with one hand for now. My wrists are slim enough for you to get them both. Yep. Just like that. And now wiggle that thing into me. Yes, I'm sure I want to do this. This will boost my popularity through the roof. I've been invited to all the cool parties now. And I'll have that tragic aura around me when everyone will go, "That's the girl that's fucking her brother." So sad. It would be awesome. Okay, stop stalling and push it into me. Even if you're not turned on by this, I kind of am. At least by thinking of how cool this will make me. Oh, thank you. I had no clue I was a virgin. Yes, I am a virgin. Idiot. I wouldn't forget something like that. I didn't tell you earlier because I thought it would make it harder for you. But now you're almost in me. So don't obsess over stupid stuff like that. And cram that penis into your sister's virgin pussy, okay? If it makes you feel better, I can totally roleplay the horny bride on your wedding day. If that's the sick stuff that gets you off. But please, don't make me demean myself like... That's more like it. I just lost my fortune to tell my brother. How awesome would it be? But I can't tell my friends about that. Really awesome. That's how much. Okay, now that your cock is safely buried inside me, just put your hands to hold my arms down again. And I can't help but notice that you're just kind of inside me. That's not doing anything. You do realize moving is kind of mandatory. Stop worrying about my comfort. I just have to edit shit like that out of my story when I tell my friends. Besides, I'm surprisingly turned on at the moment. So I'm good to go. So you can just kind of go to town on my new bow, little buddy. Like that. But the rougher. You're supposed to be forcing me, remember? Try to put some heart into this. At least keep putting your cock inside me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking your helpless virginal little sister. You bad boy, you. Making her have sex with you. Horrible, disgusting, insane sex. Oh, fuck. God damn it. My body gets nothing on my own. I'm not being a very good victim here. But I won't tell about that part if you don't. I mean, you can't tell your friends that I seem to kind of like it. But not that I was kind of this enthusiastic or anything. But I can't help it. It does feel pretty damn good. If I tell the story right, I can make my friends both sympathetic and horny at the same time. I can tell them that you make me go all Stockholm syndrome. Then they can't like it. Tell them how you unlock some bizarre rape fetish in me. And shame me so much in the process. Should have raped me a long time ago. I know. But work with me here. I'm definitely working with you. So much that we're going to come soon. What? No, don't pull out. What kind of insensitive asshole pulls out of his sister before he comes? What kind of story would that be? My brother raped me, but then he was a gentleman and pulled out at the end. Lame. You're thumping your load inside me. Fuck yes. I am fucking serious. Yes, it's dangerous. But think of that dramatic moment if I could show my friends my swelling belly and tell them it's yours. God, I almost came thinking about that. I'm not crazy. Why do I need to keep explaining that? But crazy or not, if you stop fucking me before you fill me with baby batter, I'm seriously screaming, Daddy, at the top of my lungs. Then just try to explain that scene. God. daddy walking in on us when we're doing it. That's so hard too. Okay, maybe I am a little messed up. But you're not my shrike. You're just my brother. And my current lover. And maybe soon, my baby daddy. Oh, God. Finger crossed on that one. But please, come with me soon. Because I can't fucking wait much longer. Oh, something harder. Find me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, yes. Fucking come with me. Won't you come? Somewhat not into incest at all. You did pretty good at fucking your little sister. I'm prouder of you now than I've ever been before. And really, really satisfied. And the story I can tell my friends now. I can't wait until I see the looks on their faces. No one will able to top this story. Okay, well, get off of me. I suppose I should go sleep in a very hot shower for an hour or so, just for believability. And I'll probably start wearing baggy clothes around the house, just so you can stare at me at first, but hopefully that turns into using the clothes to hide my pregnancy. At least in a perfect world. But we'll see, won't we? So, good night. I guess I owe you one. You seriously are the best brother ever. Oh. And And if this story goes over half as well with my friends as I hope it will, we might have to make it a regular thing. But something tells me I don't think you'll mind as much as you did the first time. Oh, and you did wake up horny during the night and wanted to sneak into my room and ravish me. Well, I do kind of all you want. Night, night, sweet dreams.